Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from this shit with another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, August 2nd, and my guests are Alex Edelman, Jackie Cation, and Deanne Smith. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Did I get a hello out of Jackie?
You did. Was I soft? Hello, oh, and welcome to me.
You know, some guy was talking over you, so I didn't hear you. And speaking of guys, let's meet the three of you individually and alphabetically, starting with first-time guest on the show, comedian Alex Edelman is here. Hey, Alex.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You got an album out?
Yeah, I've got a new album out. It's called Until Now. And yeah, I mean, it is, I am not touring to promote it. So this is better. This is more fun. I'm like, yeah, the new album. It's called Until Now. It's fun.
People should check it out, especially because, you know, a lot of people aren't. How did you make an album, right? Like, it was already planned to come out around this time before the pandemic hit?
You know, I had all of these. It was gonna come out. I actually moved it back because, frankly, my favorite artist said he'd do the cover art but took forever. And so the cover art is like incredible, and I could never honestly, like, he did it as a favor because it would have cost so much money. But yeah, it was supposed to come out a long time ago, and then he got the cover art done right when COVID started, and yeah, I put it out then. But it's from before the worsening of society.
Okay. So that's cool that you're able to, the timing worked out for that. Also joining us fresh off of just did a stand-up show on the internet and then came right over to this show, it's Jackie Cation. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, how's it going? I did do an internet show.
How'd it go?
It was super fun. I had Ophir Eisenberg and Lori Kilmartin and Robert Jenkins all do 10 minutes. And then I'm working on a new album. So I just try to get people I want to watch do 10 minutes. And then I get to work on 30 minutes.
And they, do people pay to see all this?
Yeah. I essentially, you got to Venmo or PayPal me something like $5. And then I send you the link. And then anywhere between 25 to 120 people come every Sunday.
Oh, you do it every week.
Wow.
I call it Sunday services.
please don't blaspheme on my program.
God bless us all.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it's so what time is it? Does it go off at the same time every week?
No. Sometimes I do it late because I got some fans in Melbourne and Ireland and Austria. And so I do it at like, sometimes I do it at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's late at night, far away. Uh-huh. And sometimes I do it in the middle of the day. So then it's late at night, closer.
Well, all right. Well,
you get
hit,
it.
Me, up,
time
hit me up for one. I'll definitely come on and do a few minutes. That's
cool.
Super fun. I just, you know, you asked me to do today's and, you know, I have intense prep to do for this show before it starts.
Right.
So I couldn't be running off to your virtual comedy club.
Exactly. Which is also called my guest room.
I gotta stay focused. And also joining us for the second time on this program, first time was up in Toronto, or actually was at Montreal at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, but when she was a Toronto native, but now living in Los Angeles, Deanne Smith.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here with Alex and Jackie as well. I didn't know who else was on. This almost feels like hanging out.
It does.
Yeah.
Every time I do one of these Zoom shows, I, you know, throw comics together that I am not sure if they know each other. I mean, we all tend to know each other more than not, but you know, mm-hmm. there's just some comics you don't know. So some weeks I'll have three people I've never met, and then like today, this worked out great that everybody's.
It's amazing. You know, Alex is on this upcoming episode of The Dork Forest. He's,
oh my God,
he's the dork. It's awesome. He's going to dork out about hiking and slot canyons, which sounds dirtier than it is.
Yeah, these are three of my favorite people. It's a weird. It's so funny because I realize that it's not this, but I feel like some of these podcasts and shows I'm doing are like the universe being like, here's a bit of charity for you, given what you're going through. But they're like, here, you're sick kid. Would you like to meet John Cena? This is what's going to happen. You know,
am I John Cena in this scenario? I'd love to be.
No, Kation is John Cena. You're the Undertaker.
God damn it. God. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Sure. I'll be the Undertaker. I was out, you know, listen, I know we're introducing yourselves to me, but let me talk about where I met Alex Edelman. I just
Edelman,
know you as Alex.
Edelman.
We have often, more than once, been sharing a green room at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We're often in the same venue, like back to back, which is fun.
It's so funny.
And it's like a fun, weird challenge. Doug, earlier you were talking about competitive comedians, and I'm not particularly competitive, but I do know that Alex draws well in Melbourne. So, Alex, one of my secret goals is to always have like a house big enough that it's not like embarrassing than you come in with your audience. First of all,
my first year in Melbourne, Deanne's, like, my first year in Melbourne was just, let's be honest, my audience when I come to a new place is college students and Jews.
Oh, and absolutely. So, you had a mix.
Oh, and so Deanne's is like cool young people and lesbians.
Yep,
and so her audience was going out as my audience was coming in, and the changeover was was a real funny mix of people. It was just like old Jews and yarmulkes, and you know, it was so fun. But yeah,
all lovely people, but a spectrum of humanity for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got to geek out with Jackie about Joni Mitchell once, and it was so lovely.
You've been on the Dork Forest. Doug hasn't been. Doug is scheduled to come on the Dork Forest. You can all do it again. Not Alex. He's doing it this week. But you can do
it again. I'm trying to remember. It's been so long since the first time I did. I did Dork Forest once.
I think in like 2007, though.
In your home, when I'd come to your home and sit at like the kitchen table.
Right.
And I have no idea what we talked about. I don't know what I dorked out about.
I know. I bet you it was movies.
It might have been. But I've got something specific I'd like to dork out about this next time that I hope you like.
We're due this month. We're due to do it this very month.
All right, we'll do it this month, and then people will find out. What did you want to dork out about?
My first time on the Dork Forest, I talked about David Foster Wallace, and this time I talked about hiking. So my annoying white guy credentials are impeccable.
Wow. Yeah, I'm like, you're a dude. That's real dude stuff.
You know what? And I kept calling David Foster Wallace George Wallace.
Not that much white guy credentials.
And whatnot.
And I called his hiking a walk. No, I didn't. No, the hiking was kind of intense.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could dork out about walking along a path.
You can. You can if it's scary.
You can if it's a terrifying walk.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get to the games part of the show, which comes in fast and hot on the Zoom version, I do have one quick piece of business. Mr. Alex P123 on Instagram reached out to me to let me know that I said the wrong Drew Barrymore movie on the last episode. Boys on the Side had Whoopi Goldberg in it, not Riding in Cars with Boys. To which I say, enough with the movies with the word boys in the title, Drew Barrymore.
Why you got music and lyrics?
That movie's so good. that when people ask me like if there's a rom com I can, you know, that I actually like, music and lyrics is one that comes up.
The woman who played Shakira made me laugh so hard.
So good, Haley Bennett.
Yeah, was that her name? Yeah,
she's really good. She's in the girl on the Train and a few other.
Oh, good.
Movies. I think she was a Bond girl too at one point.
She was only like 17 or 18 in music and lyrics.
Yeah, but definitely had a real strong take on that character, and it was really funny the way she did it.
It was so funny and so smart. It was wonderful.
That movie is good because I'm convinced that every movie where Adam Schlesinger did the music part was incredible. So the guy from Fountains of Wayne wrote all the music, if I'm not mistaken, and lyrics. So
He wrote those great songs that had that, you know, kind of feel of those 80s.
The pop. Hall and Oates kind of, because.
Kind of like, what's like Erasure or ABC or something like that, one of those bands, you know, those British bands. I liked, I like everything about that movie. I really do. It's really, cause it's also, I think movies about writing music are hard to pull off, but when they're done right, I think it's, transcendent.
You know what I liked about that movie? I like that it focuses on the relationship that evolves between a former pop music idol and an aspiring writer as they struggle to compose a song for.
You just Googled it. You haven't seen the movie.
I'm not saying that I'm reading that off.
I love that.
When we play the games, all of Deanne's answers are going to be have so much more information.
I promise not to do that during the game. I was just feeling left out because I didn't know the movie.
What I like was that it was released on February 9th, 2002.
You know, the guy who wrote and directed it, though, also wrote and directed the movie before that, also with Hugh Grant, but with Sandra Bullock, called 2 Weeks Notice. And 2 Weeks Notice has the greatest DVD commentary I've ever listened to.
Who does it?
Who is the writer-director?
Hugh Grant, Sandra Bullock, and the writer-director.
The three of them just chatting about making that awful movie?
Yes, yes. That I thoroughly enjoy that awful movie.
Who's the writer and director?
I can't remember, but I bet you Deanna knows.
Yeah, she probably...
Oh, it's directed by... Well, music and lyrics was directed by Mark Lawrence, we all know.
That's him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Congeniality guy.
Oh, is he?
It's the same movie. He did really. I like 2 Weeks Notice and Music and Lyrics, and then he made Hugh Grant, who's he's clearly friends with, and Sarah Jessica Parker, where they left New York, which is error on his part.
Yeah, that one was not good. It had a weird title too.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers. No, that wasn't it. But it was just like horrible.
The title was awful. That movie. It was like. Have you heard about the
Morgans? It was Morgan. The Morgans, everyone.
Yes. Yes.
Deanne is going to be the last word on this guy.
It was such a layup for critics when that movie came out, because it's like, have you heard about the Morgans? Yeah, I heard they're in a shitty movie.
Yay.
Doug, not to ask you a question on your own podcast, but if you had to pick, do you have a favorite Savage movie quote?
Oh, damn.
Like from a review?
I love bad reviews, and so I sometimes read bad reviews from like Ebert or Pauline Kael or something, and I'm just wondering, and sometimes I'll say to a friend, hey, have you heard about this bad review quote? And they'll be like, oh yeah, I've heard about that one. Have you heard this bad review quote? Like, I think it's a fun little genre of reading.
I wrote a movie review that has my favorite quote in it, and then I wrote it.
Go ahead.
It was, I accidentally saw Sex and the City 2. And you know how there's that game, who would you be in Sex and the City 2? And what I wrote was that I would be the Arab guy that had them arrested. Because that movie was so brutal and so horrible. Sex and the City 2 was painfully bad. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, how do you accidentally see it?
Somebody else picks the movie and then all of a sudden you're sitting there.
Yeah.
What a horrible accident.
It was a terrible accident.
Anything I've seen, it's been because the girl I'm seeing wants to see Sex in the City. I'm like, well, all right, I guess I got to do this now. Like the begrudging boyfriend. Oh, yad.
Yeah. You know, the last movie I accidentally saw that I really loved,
mm-hmm.
and I know you're all thinking it's going to be something great. It was Frozen 2.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
I loved Frozen 2. It answered all of my questions from Frozen 1. I'm not even kidding.
Not possible. How's that possible?
Well, because my main question about Frozen 1 was, why are their parents such assholes? And in Frozen 2, they answer that question.
Oh, I thought in the first one it was fairly clear that they had to leave for some reason. They weren't just leaving go have fun.
But they stuck her they kept her in her room. And then I guess I'm in my room for 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. They did do that.
She had magic.
But they didn't. Yeah, they didn't want her to. You know, she almost killed her own sister.
Yeah, right. Right. Was there a bigger question beyond that I missed from Frozen 1?
No, that was the biggest question.
Okay.
Child heroes in movies have to have parents that are dead or parents that mistreat them. It's called the Matilda Law in every single.
Is that like an Amber Alert?
Kind of. But yeah. Every single child hero or heroine has to have dead parents or shitty parents.
It's true of Lassie.
Mm-hmm. It's true of comedians as well.
Well, here's the part where the games begin.
Okay.
We got you guys in a commercial break between, and we're going to start with something called. This was suggested by someone named Greg Bernhard on Twitter. It's called Those Darn Derns. I'll name a movie, and you tell me if it's got Bruce Dern, Laura Dern, or both.
Oh, my yes! God.
That's awesome.
Laura Dern.
I'm going to start this. Let's do it.
Yeah, but here's the fun part, though, is that I'll go to you one at a time in the aforementioned alphabetical order. And if the first person misses, then the second person gets a chance at it. And if that person misses, the third person gets a lucky point.
Ooh.
Because they'd obviously know that the third choice is the correct one.
it's multiple choice. I love that.
You gotta pay attention, though. Yeah. Gotta say, Bruce Dern, Laura Dern, or both. Are you ready, Al?
Yeah.
Gritty 2... Revenge.
Grizzly 2. Laura Dern.
That is correct.
Nice. Yes.
Wow. Did it.
Revenge.
Did you actually remember that movie, or you just
I took a fucking guess because I thought that movie sounds like a movie from the 90s or 80s, by which time Bruce Dern may have been too established, but Laura Dern was probably starting out, so she probably took a role that
wow
Bruce
so you
Dern.
Thought it through
well yeah. Yes, but also no, because I've never heard of the movie, and for all I know it's an Oscar nominee, but yeah, it's I guess Laura Dern.
Yeah, most Oscar nominees have
The Godfather 2 : Godfather Boogaloo.
All right, here we're moving on to Jackie. You get this next one first.
Okay.
Bruce Dern, Laura Dern are both a movie called Fat Man and Little Boy.
Wow. Both.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Deanne, is it Bruce or Laura?
I'm just going to go Bruce.
Also incorrect.
No. What do you think is? What do you think the answer is?
Alex, you know?
Yeah, I've actually seen this movie. If it's the Paul Newman one,
it is Paul Newman one.
Yeah, it's, I didn't register Laura Dern as being in it, but yeah, I suppose Laura Dern is it. It's the one about the atomic bomb.
Yeah, and there's a young Laura Dern in it. I assume she's, isn't John Cusack in that one? I think she's like his love interest, maybe.
I only remember genuinely that there's a like an argument over whether or not they should do it in there. Somebody gets radiated to like death.
Because they wouldn't do it?
No, someone gets radiated to death, I think, during like a test that goes wrong.
We don't mean do it like have sex.
No, dropping the atomic bomb.
Got it. There was like a moment where you're like, whether or not they should do it. And I was like, what? What are we even talking
There's
about?
There's like a Chernobyl-y type accident in the movie that is like really not fun to watch.
Is that the movie where Samuel Jackson gets eaten by a shark?
Mm. Oh, no, you're thinking of Schindler's List.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I always get those mixed up. And it's interesting to me because I really like that. That was a sequel to the first Flipper, right? From 64.
No, you're thinking of Schindler's List 2, colon. No.
You're talking about, what's she talking about? She's talking about the Sam Jackson shark movie was called...
Sharks Are Smart.
No.
I can't remember the name of that movie, but they swim backwards.
Shark Geniuses?
Yeah, Shark Geniuses.
No, that one was called, oh man, why can't I think of it? Something about deep down.
Oh, something in the deep.
Yeah, deep down under.
Deep Blue Sea?
No, that was.
Deanna has.
Yeah, look it up, you cheater.
Doing it deep? No, I'll look it up if you want me to, but I really am playing by the rules here. I want you to know. I'm glad in the last conversation Alex introduced us to the word Chernobyl-y, because I'm going to use that from now on when things feel a bit Chernobyl-y.
Have you seen, in Chernobyl, they really go heavy on the makeup for like people being like deformities from radiation, and that happens in this Paul Newman movie, and it comes almost out of nowhere. Yeah, it's a real bomber.
Wait, who said Deep Blue Sea?
Me,
Alex.
Yeah, that was right.
What? Yeah. Guys, I'm on fire today.
Yeah, we really are.
You don't even get a point for that, though.
No.
He's already 2 points ahead of us.
Yeah,
he's and it's doing just great. Dern talk. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Dern talk.
How about Alex at this point? But we're gonna try. With another one for Jackie. You ready?
Yes.
The movie is called Rambling Rose.
I know this one.
Oh, that's Laura Dern.
That is correct.
Awesome.
You are on the board with 1 point. Deanne?
Okay. I wish you'd asked me the Rambling Rose one.
I know, right? You knew that one. That would have been perfect for you. But speaking of things that are perfect, the movie is called A Perfect World.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Never heard of it. And truthfully, cannot think of what Bruce Dern looks like. A perfect world.
An old man now.
Yeah. I'm taking a stab at both.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
Alex?
Laura?
That is correct. You are just too much of an expert on all these darn Durans.
I am very much not.
You really know your darn Durans. You ran away with that thing.
How is Bruce Dern, here's a dumb question, but please answer it anyway. Has Bruce Dern been in a lot of movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But here's the weird part. That's why I thought this game would be funny. Is that Laura and Bruce have never been in a film together.
Oh my God.
I keep hoping they've been in a film together. I think that was my answer both times. Like, is it both?
And the thing is they're totally into each other. Like when they get nominated for Oscars, they show up with each other and at all the awards shows and everything. Like,
are they related?
They're father and son, father and daughter. And they're super into each other, but strangely, Laura Dern has worked with her mother what's her name? Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd.
She's worked with Cheryl Ladd from the Charlie's Angels program.
In Rambling Rose.
Her mother. Her mother's last name is Ladd. She kept her name even though she's Bruce Dern's wife.
Chattel.
Laura Dern's mother. And she and Laura Dern have been in 7 movies together.
Diane, oh my gosh.
Diane Ladd is her name.
Diane Ladd.
Some of them are what do you call them? David Lynch movies. So like in one particular David Lynch movie, Diane Ladd gives such an over the top, insane, and poor performance. Do you guys know the movie Wild at Heart?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a scene where she's like putting on lipstick and just smearing it all over her face. It is so disturbing.
Yeah, every time I've seen a David Lynch movie, I feel like he's sitting next to me hitting me going, am I weird? Right? I am so weird.
Bet you never thought of this before.
Diane Ladd played Jennifer Lawrence's grandmother in that David O. Russell movie from a couple years back.
Oh, Joy.
The one where she, yes. And she's like super famous. I didn't know that she was Laura Dern's mom.
Oh yeah. No, she's had a huge career. Like I said, they worked together 7 times, but for some reason, they just haven't found the right script, I guess, for Laura and Bruce to work together. I think she might have been like, I think she's got a couple of uncredited roles, in fact, in her mother's movies. Like, I think she spent more time with her mother than her father, you know, back in the day when she was a kid.
Okay. But,
we have to spend some time with our sponsors and go to some brief commercial messages.
And good. I love all those guys.
We will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Yay!
I told you guys it would be fast. And we're here to play another game. Who won that last one? Alex? Yes. Alex, you won, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was close. I can't remember.
let's go back and listen to the tape. But I'm pretty sure it was Alex that won.
Yeah.
So that means, Alex, you get to go first in the new game, newish game that we've been playing on the show called Weird Algorithm.
Please be about Weird Al Yankovic. Please be about Weird Al Yankovic.
It's not about him. It's just only using his fun name in the title.
Aww.
Unfortunately. But I, you know, in the future, I'd be happy to try to devise a game that's entirely about Weird Al. He's a great guy, and I love him. But this game is called Weird Algorithm because on the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, if you currently click on cast list for a motion picture, it'll be the option of refining that list based on popularity. So it basically reorders the actors, all of the actors in any given film, in order of popularity, according to the algorithms of the IMDb.
Wow, brutal. Wow. That's so unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. Like, I feel bad for any actor in a movie that's now going to take this information and go look at the movies they were in to see where they rank popularity.
I feel bad for, like, Kevin Corrigan, who's amazing in every movie, but not, like, the star in any of them.
Yeah, and he's not, like, out there doing, like, I think what happens is a lot of people search a name on IMDb based on current events.
Oh, okay.
You know, so somebody's, you know, their profile goes up when something happens to them in the news. But that's not...
Right, like Dabney Coleman. Yeah, Dabney Coleman always doing something.
I'd just like to back up. Sorry, I just want to say, oh yeah, Kevin Corrigan from Goodfellas, Henry Fool, The Departed, Superbad, Pineapple Express, King of Staten Island, etc.
So funny.
This is a problem with doing the show this way.
I'm not using it during the games, everybody. Just want to feel a part of things.
She's keeping it real.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to name a movie, and then we'll start with you, Alex, but everyone's going to get a chance to go first because we're going to play three rounds, and it will rotate. But Alex goes first in the first round. I'll name a movie. You just guess who you think would be in the top three. You want number one, ideally, because number one would be worth 3 points, two would be worth 2 points, and three would be worth 1 point. You can all share answers. You don't have to, have different answers, but of course it'll help to determine a winner if you disagree at some point.
Okay.
Someone will get to go first each time and kind of set the table. High score after three rounds wins. Ready, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember a movie called Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
I do indeed.
Who do you think in that movie would be considered the number one most popular actor or actress today?
Okay. So that movie's got Harrison Ford in it. I believe it's got Shia the Beef. it's got Karen Allen and I think and Kate Blanchett. So I'm going to guess... Kate Blanchett is above Harris. I'm going to guess Kate Blanchett.
Okay. Jackie, what do you think?
LaBeouf.
Is that just your answer anytime he's an actor?
That is always my answer. Shia LaBeouf, if I'm saying that correctly.
See Peanut Butter Falcon?
I did
so
that.
Good. So good.
It's amazing. He's
those cool. Guys are amazing.
Guy is so good. And yeah, Zach Gottigan, Gottsagen, I think is his last name. He's great. It's really hard not to be moved by it, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Check
it's
it out.
It's so good. It's check incredibly.
It if you're in the mood for some uplift, go ahead and check it out.
Oh, great movie.
Deanne, what do you think?
Okay, but before I go, you heard some typing. It was literally just me typing Peanut Butter Falcon because I've never heard of the movie and I need to see it now. Quote Doug Benson, you will be moved. something like that. I just have to say Harrison Ford because that's what I would imagine.
That's fair.
I hope it's Kate Blanchett.
I love that. That's how I am like with the Oscars. Like I have a hope. Who I hope will win and who I think will win.
Ooh.
I'm slightly gamifying it, Doug, because I'm like, he wouldn't ask if it was Harrison Ford directly, but now I'm like, I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's
what's
weird.
Laura Dern.
That's what's weird about this thing. It's like, you never know which way it's going to go. But so Alex picked Kate Blanchett and Jackie went with LaBeouf and Deanne says Harrison Ford. And just to show you how weird these algorithms are, there's a lot of known actors in this movie. In fourth place, as student in library,
what?
Chet Hanks.
Huh. Oh, my God.
Wow, Tom Hanks' kid?
No, brother.
brother.
Huh.
Yeah. Wait, no, no, that's Chet Hanks. You mean Chet Hayes, the rapper from Northwestern, who is a consistent embarrassment to that's his son, right?
Wait, what? He's got a son named Chet?
Yeah, his son is named Chet, and he is a and he bears a Google because he's a rapper.
Okay, I thought he was a brother, but I knew he was goofy. I knew he was like you know, like Colin Hanks is totally awesome. And then
right.
And then there's Chet.
I think Chet put out some sort of like hipster when Tom Hanks had COVID.
Yes, that was Chet.
Okay.
Chet put
that
out.
That was Chet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chet uses a bit of a patois that is not befitting a man of his background. And it is really uncomfortable to watch. And I think people out of love for Tom Hanks have slightly just averted their eyes from Chet Hayes. But yeah.
What, oh, because he changed his last name to for some reason?
I don't think he changed his last name. I think it's his rap nom de plume. I think it's
Hayes instead of Hanks.
Yes.
Oh.
But his Twitter handle is Hanks.
Yeah. That's what I'm
If I saw the right video a month, yeah. 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Chet Hayes. Chet and
wow.
The mystery deepens. I feel like I know even less about him now.
lucky man.
Yeah, but coming in third place is Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a weird algorithm. coming in at number two, LaBeouf.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Puts Jackie on the board, but. Alex figured it out. It's Cate Blanchett is the number one most popular person in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Wow.
The scene in that movie where he survives an atomic bomb by climbing inside a refrigerator from the 50s is truly incredible. So
yeah, that movie's okay actually in rewatching time.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I've been hearing from people lately, and then I remind them about the refrigerator.
Right. It's sometimes I'll watch a pattern if the colors change often enough. And, so I don't mind Crystal Skull.
You think are there any TV stations out there anymore that have the test pattern with the image of the Indian on it? Remember
you would
that?
Think MeTV or this TV would just play it for giggles, but they don't. Which is really good because I think the Washington Murder Hornets is also they're changing their name is another good reason to not have it up.
Who is number five on this on that list, Doug? I mean, is it Karen Allen? Is it the British guy from The Departed? Who's number five?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's funny. Somebody picked something to ask about that I didn't write down when we play this game because, you know, I can't write down the entire cast.
Of course.
But Karen Allen, I believe, fell like in a embarrassingly like fifth or sixth or something.
Yikes.
Wow.
And it's, like I said, it's weird. So now that you know how weird it is, we'll go on to the next round. Jackie gets to go first this time.
Okay.
Who do you think lands at the top of the popularity list for the film The Princess Bride?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's that guy, and then that woman were in it.
I love hearing you. I like how you show your work.
Yeah, gotta show your work. okay, so there's Wesley, and then there's Buttercup. I think Buttercup.
You're going Buttercup?
I'm going Buttercup.
On this?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Her name's Robin something, right? She was also in Wonder Woman.
We know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Your answer's safe with us.
Okay. Oh, it could have been Inigo Montoya, but because that he said his name a lot, or it could have been the guy who did Iocane powder. What I got is I got the movie in my head. I don't have any of the actors. So I'm going to say go with Buttercup, though.
Okay. I
am in a similar position. I do not think this guy, he may not even be one of the top four, but it's the only name I can remember. So I'm going to say Cary Elwes. I hope he's in the top three, but I just don't know.
Oh.
It's hard to know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Billy Crystal has a cameo.
Yes. Right.
As the guy who's like, he's not dead.
Right, right. And then Andre the Giant.
And Andre, but I don't know how active in Us Weekly and the gossip mags and current events Andre the Giant is.
Or Fred Savage.
Fred Savage. Yeah, I just remembered that. Fred Savage as well.
Or
pretty stacked, pretty amazing cast. And I'll tell you this, I did write down 11 names because I found
it. Wow.
That's fascinating.
I found it interesting that there's 11 people that I feel like are pretty known for being in The Princess Bride, but what order are they in, you know?
Well, Christopher Guest has a bunch of fingers in the movie, and Wallace Shawn takes the Iocane, but I think Billy Crystal is still...
Mm, yeah.
Is still probably...
Is he still alive? What's happening with
Billy Crystal? Is he still alive? Of course, he's starring in FX shows on the reg.
Oh, is he? Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad he's working.
Yeah, he needs it.
I want to do voiceovers. Is anyone finding me that work? We're in quarantine. Anyway.
Billy did a show called The Comedians. I guess it's not a profession that interests you.
No, I'm thinking about getting into it, but I don't know that.
Get into it.
They got Zoom open mics these days.
Right. Do you think settled on anybody, Alex?
I'm gonna settle on William Crystal, Billy Crystal.
Okay. So like I said, I wrote down 11 names because I found it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11 is Andre the Giant.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Makes sense. He's passed away.
He's passed away, so he doesn't have any new movies for people to be looking up. But also still living, but at number 10, Billy Crystal.
Wow, I'm way off.
Number 10?
I know, can you believe it?
I would not have put him that low.
Yeah, he should not look up his own name.
Right. That was an amazing scene.
Stealing down.
Yeah, with him and Carol Kane. Yeah.
Is the Patank in the top three?
Oh, you'll find out.
He's got to be up there.
He's got to be.
At number 9. We're only at number 9. Yeah. Peter Falk, who tells the story.
Mm, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Number 8, Billy Crystal's partner in that one scene, Carol Kane.
That's right.
7, the kid, Fred Savage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm liking the looks of this for me.
Number 6 is Inconceivable.
Yeah.
It's Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn. 5 Fingers of Death for Christopher Guest. Number 4, Mandy Pants.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Came in at number 4.
How is Cary Elwes higher than the Patank?
He's very handsome. I don't know.
Number 3, Chris Sarandon.
Who is Chris Sarandon? What? No, he's Humperdinck.
He's Humperdinck.
Yeah, he's Prince Humperdinck.
Wow. He was great.
Yeah.
But what's he doing now?
Who would have thought that he'd get such a good ranking?
He's being related to Susan. That's what his biggest credit is.
Yeah, you know, and she's always out there saying something.
I suppose, right? Sarandon is Sarandon.
That's a nice way of putting that. She's always out there saying something.
She says stuff and then people write it down.
Right.
And some people write it down because they like it. Other people write it down because they don't care for it.
It's a crapshoot with her.
Yeah. Number 2, remember when she had a series of, she opened a bunch of bars that had ping pong in them.
Ping pong.
Number 2, Cary Elwes.
Yes!
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What does that mean for Buttercup?
For Deanne, right?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Great job. And number 1 is Robin Buttercup Wright, herself, Robin Wright.
Oh my
That's
God.
It. Wow.
That is amazing.
Unbelievable. Great job.
This
Thanks.
Is a really, really tight game we got going here. Alex has 3 points. Deanne has 3 points. And Jackie, with that move, is in the lead with 5 points.
Holy.
This is spooky, quite honestly.
One round left to go, but this is, I do feel like this is going to be the toughest one.
Uh-oh.
Deanne, you go first.
Okay.
The film is called My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh my God.
Okay, listen. I know it's a very popular film. I know many people have seen it.
I've never seen it.
I have also never seen it and can literally not name one actor from the movie. I am sitting here with my girlfriend who's an actor. Is it, am I allowed to just ask if she knows any actors from this movie? Can I outsource this?
There's the Northern Exposure guy.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that because, you know, when it gets to Alex, he'll just, you know, you don't have to lock in your answer yet. So when it gets to Alex, we'll discuss the movie and then
you'll
pick from whatever. Yeah. Well, the idea is if you had one, but since you don't have an answer, you need to find out who's in this movie and then pick someone.
That's okay. True. And I'm not allowed to ask the people in my house right now.
You're only allowed to listen to what Alex has to say.
I'm in trouble. I don't know a ton about this movie. I've seen it, but I don't know. I too am not sure.
It's the highest grossing film ever produced in Canada.
Canada.
And it was made by Tom Hanks' company, Playtone. It was one of the first movies he produced. And
is it not written and starring some woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some woman. Yeah. I'd like to say her.
Yeah, Nia Vardalos is one of the only names that I know from the movie.
Oh, good. And she's been in other stuff since then, so that's a good guess.
Fuck. I
got to go with Northern Exposure guy, who's dating the woman from who was in 10.
Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, not Daryl Hannah.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek, yeah, Bo Derek, and the guy from...
You're talking about John Corbett.
John Corbett.
He's dating Bo Derek, yes.
Is he?
Yes, yes.
This is exciting.
Yeah, they seem like a really good couple.
Excuse me, but I'm literally just going to Google what Bo Derek looks like now. That's all I'm doing.
She looked amazing. I met them together.
Why wouldn't she look incredible?
She has the greatest bone structure.
I'm not even suggesting she wouldn't. I just want to see what she looks like.
Oh, you mean now?
Now.
Yeah.
She looks amazing now.
I thought you were...
Because I can only picture her with those, like... Her before. No, I can only picture her with, like, those dreads coming out of the sea. Like, that picture.
Yeah.
No, she has normal hair now.
She's 16 years old.
And she's super hot. She's still super hot.
Yeah. How did you meet them, Jackie?
I was opening for Brian Regan in Santa Barbara.
Wow.
Dennis Miller, John Corbett. And Bo Derek came to the green room. And she was the only one who was nice.
Really? That's a shame, but I'm glad she was nice.
Me too.
Her mom in that movie is somebody, but I can't remember.
Hang on. Jackie, was John Corbett not nice?
No, distantly polite. The other two distantly polite.
Okay.
There you go. You are correct to look for clarification on that.
He wins Bo Derek wins the nice prize, and the other two were there.
We're just and distantly polite. Polite is not nice. So you are correct.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Because I've met John, and he seems like a very nice person. But.
Right. They were. Everybody was distantly polite until after my set, when everyone was very polite.
Wait, so everyone has met John Corbett on this call except for me, huh? So that's basically...
No, I haven't met him.
Yeah.
Can we just take a tiny moment? Like, I guess I think of the word polite, it automatically kind of includes distantly to me. So, Jackie, what's a good example between, like, distantly polite and polite?
Oh, right. So afterwards, they were effusively polite. They were like, oh, you're very funny. You're very funny. Before it was
like more personal and engaged.
Yes. Before it was like, oh, it's nice to meet you. I want to talk to Brian Regan.
Right.
And Bo Derek was like, oh, it's nice to meet you. How long have you been doing stand up? You seem like a nice person. Like sort of engaged
interest.
Me.
Yes. Yes. Got it.
You know, you walk into a room where there's Brian Regan and somebody you don't know at all.
Yes.
That's you know, so I think they sounds like they went out of their way. But Bo Derek sounds extra nice. You're right about that.
She took an extra because it's It was just very it was thoughtful is what it was, because they were both engaging Brian Regan, as you would. And she was like, oh, well, someone should talk to this other person who's in here. I guess I'll be that person. And she was very nice to me.
All right. That's
and could you have thoughts while you were talking, or were you just thinking about her bone structure?
Are you killing time so that we don't get to my big fact of wedding? Because I could 100% see that happening.
I'm just truly interested.
No, but literally meeting Bo Derek was kind of amazing. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm talking to Bo Derek. And I didn't say anything weird. She doesn't need to know that she's good looking. She knows she's good looking.
Right.
I'm in a committed monogamous relationship, so I don't know what I would have said to her.
It would have been funny if you just said that. Hey, Bo, I'm in a committed monogamous relationship, just so you know.
And I'm also not at this time into ladies. And I've never been into ladies, but just by accident.
I'll tell you what not at this time sounds like to a lesbian. That sounds distantly polite to me, and I appreciate that you put a qualifier on it at least.
So who else is in my big fat Greek wedding?
Who wrote it?
We got to lock in our answers. So
yeah,
Nia Vardalos is the lady.
Jackie likes John Corbett.
I'm gonna go with John Corbett.
I have to go Nia Vardalos because I didn't know her name, but she's literally the only face I can think of when I think of that movie.
There's a guy from NSYNC in this movie.
Say him.
Yeah, the guy from
Joey Fatone is in it.
Okay, Joey Fatone is my answer because I think the good ones have been taken, but I may as well. Who hasn't benefited from hitching their star to the Joey Fatone wagon? Who hasn't gone directly into the pantheon of heroes? Yeah, I'm gonna guess Joey Fatone.
All right, well, you don't have, you know, you can use the same answer as one of the other players if you want. You don't have to have your own.
Yeah, you can go John as well if you like.
You go John or Nia or nobody else because you can't think of anybody else.
I'm gonna stick with Joey Fatone.
Okay.
Personally, I think you're onto something here.
Yeah, it might be Joey Fatone.
Because they did that thing recently where they all sang stuff on Zoom, but it's also possible I'm thinking of the Backstreet Boys.
I've got his name nowhere in front of me. That's how far on the
How many names did here. You write down, Doug?
I wrote down six.
Okay. Well then
I didn't even finish in the top six in the
shit. Well then can I would like to also say I'd also like to say
well,
John
now
Corbett.
You want to say
yeah, of course. Now that you tell me I have the wrong answer, I sure would like to change to a different answer. And I would love to also, you know, no, Nia Vardalos, I know she got it because she did a one person show, and as someone who loves one person shows, I will also select Nia Vardalos along with
Listen, I know we've locked in our answers, but I think it's only fair that I pick Joey Fatone.
He just told you it's wrong.
I know, but that's my new answer, Joey Fatone. You should take Nia Vardalos. You knew
her. I'm gonna take Nia Vardalos.
Okay, so Joey Fatone didn't finish.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I wasn't kidding about that. It's six. So did any of you see the movie?
No.
I saw it way back in the day, but it was, as I would say, an accidental one because my parents won't stop talking about how much they love the movie. Yeah. So I've seen the movie. And then I read an article about the movie, about how the woman did a one person show in like North Hollywood, like Emma Stone in La La Land style. And Rita Wilson saw the thing and was like, said to Tom Hanks, like, hey, you should produce this movie. And then he was like, okay, I'll produce this movie. And I guess they made a lot of money from it.
They sure did.
Enough for Chet to change his name, Chet Hayes.
Well, in that movie, there's an older gentleman who thinks everything can be cured with Windex. And I think of him often during COVID. And his name was Michael Constantine.
Okay.
And then coming in at number five, my big fat Greek wedding is all her. And
no.
She is at fifth place. Nia Vardalos is at
no.
fifth.
No.
That's a rip.
I mean, there's some great people ahead of her. Fourth is Lainey Kazan, and third is Andrea Martin. And then second is that dude, Louis Mandalore.
Never heard of him.
Me either.
Yeah, he's, I forget what he plays in that movie, but, I guess.
Have I won this game?
You've won this game.
Number one, you won even before this round happened, Jackie. Now you really ran away with it because John Corbett is number one.
Oh! Wow.
Well, I'm comforted by knowing there's nothing I could have done.
There's nothing. There was no saving you, Alex.
Yeah. I'm just happy to know more about Bo Derek's bone structure.
Oh.
I just think this bodes well for me wanting to meet John Corbett.
I think
a chance, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad I got to tell that story where I got to meet a famous person.
Because I met him at the Melrose Improv. Like, he likes comedy.
Nice.
He likes being around comedy comedians and stuff. But that's it. Jackie Cation, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You took it all. You won this thing. Is there anybody you'd like to thank?
I think I'd like to thank Bo Derek and nice. John Corbett and that guy who had iocane powder. I don't know.
I'm furious right now.
I see. I sense that.
For no reason whatsoever. I didn't deserve to win. I have no, but I'm just like, I made bad choices, but I'm still like, God damn it.
It is nice to win, but there's nothing, there's no prizes at stake today. We're still going to plug your album. It's called Not Now.
It's called Until Now, but I feel like I should have to plug the Dork Forest now. I feel like I should be like, please listen to my podcast, The Dork Forest, and the album It's Never Going to Be Bread, the Jackie Cation, one of my favorite Cation albums, but yeah, my...
Yeah, just get everybody buy Alex's album. It's called Now or Never. I only get that'd be funny if at the end of the show I only get the plugs right of the person who won.
That's not a bad prize, to be honest.
Up everybody
else.
Very
fun prize.
But is there anything else you'd like to plug, Alex? Anything else going on?
This will sound so weird, but I made an online Passover Seder with this guy Benj Pasek, who's a wonderful movie
figure. Is he Jewish?
Yes, Benj is, Benj is a Jew. And he wrote all the music for La La Land and The Greatest Showman and Dear Evan Hansen. He is a, he's got an Oscar. And we made this thing to raise money for the CDC Foundation's COVID Relief Fund. And we've raised like $3.5 million so far. And it's really good. So if you feel like going to watch it, it's called Saturday Night Seder and you can Google.
I'm in. That sounds great. Jackie Cation.
Yep.
Dork Forest.
Dork Forest, the Jackie and Laurie show. I'm doing a bunch of Zoom shows all the time, so you could join my email list, which is easy. It's quite easier to get off the list than it is to join it, because there's an unsubscribe button. But I send out an email once a week, so if you want to join that, you could find out where I'm doing stand-up all the time.
Yeah, I still subscribe to your
I noticed email. That.
And I got to say, you know, it's kind of weird because one of my hobbies right now is unsubscribing from things.
I couldn't believe you.
I have a passion for it lately. And but you, Jackie, you made the cut.
I made the cut. Yeah. Right. They're short. They're sweet. And but they are once a week these days.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm unsubscribing from these things where I bought something there once and they're contacting me every day. Like, you know, I'm not going to need bong cleaner that right away, you guys. I bought a big bottle. Deanne Smith, what have you got to plug?
Hey, well, I would just say if anybody there doesn't know me, you could check out half an hour of my comedy on Netflix, Comedians of the World Under Canada. So check that out. If you like what you see, follow me on social media. I finally, like literally just last week, got my head around this new reality. So I will be starting to do monthly Zoom stuff of my own. So go to Deanne_Smith anywhere or just Google my name and you'll find it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That was a really smooth plug.
It was well played.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Did you write
something? Trying to be better at this. Normally I would just be like, whatever, I don't care. I used to have business cards that said Deanne Smith on one side and the other side just said Google it. And I thought that was really funny. But then I realized it was also kind of off-putting and like a pushing people away sort of thing.
I had business cards that said, I told Jackie Cation she was funny, but they didn't usually like women comics. And this is a card with the names of seven other women comics that are also very funny and nothing like
genius.
Me.
Genius. That is genius.
And then I just picked the first funny seven people on Twitter that year, or that moment when I was ordering that ticket.
Thank you all for doing this. I'm dipping my toes into the headlining on the internet game. I'm going to do a show. I'm going to start talking about it now just to force myself to start preparing for it on October 3rd, Saturday, October 3rd. I'm going to do a 4:20 Pacific time standing show.
Fun.
Yeah, should be a good time.
So will that be your first time doing like a long set?
On the internet, yeah. And a long set anywhere for a while, yeah. Like, because I also, trying to give myself a little time to, I want to have, enough material. But also,
yep, I hear you.
With these shows, I'm doing it with the same company that did Maria Bamford's show recently.
Rush Ticks.
Yeah, and you can kind of hang out after your set with people. So, like, it kind of recreates a meet and greet, but virtually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I like to do on my Zoom shows is scroll through at the end of the show and make people show me their dogs.
That's great.
That's so nice.
I'm going to steal that for sure. I definitely want to see people's dogs.
I want to see people's dogs and cats and pets.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex Edelman, Jackie Cation, and Deanne Smith. Please come back and see us again sometime soon. I end every episode of the show now with a line. The last line from a movie. You don't have to guess what it is, but here we go. As always, it's not like that at all. He's my brother.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.